This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Ambassador Andrew Young Jr., who will be coming to the ULM campus. Ambassador Young, welcome.
Well, thank you very much. Look forward to being there.
Well, thank you for being with us today on KEDM. For folks that don't know, you were United States Ambassador for the United Nations, involved in the civil rights movement and right there with Dr. King and others throughout the civil rights campaigns that led to the passage of civil rights laws. When you come to speak to groups like ULM, what do you come tell these folks?
Well, it depends on what time it is and what they might be interested in. What I try to do is find out something that will help make them understand what's going on in the world. And I think I gave a title, and I forgot what it was exactly, but it's generally what I'm trying to say is that the kinds of struggles we have now are normal struggles, that life is a struggle, and that there's no such thing as easy streets, but that we become strong by dealing with our troubles. And one of the points of an education is to have an understanding of how these troubles have occurred and how they can be addressed and allow you to go ahead and enjoy a meaningful life. Now, that's sort of what education is.
Now, you've been a mayor and a congressman. You were the mayor of Atlanta, involved in getting the Olympics to Atlanta years ago, worked on civil rights in Africa. Let me ask you, during your life, what's the most important thing that you've done?
You know, I don't know. I kind of talk about Atlanta more because Atlanta was a city of just about 1 million, and now it's a city of 6.5 million. So we've been able to find a pattern to help create jobs and grow the city. But what we've done is we've grown into new problems. We've grown into now we have too much traffic.
You were born here in the state of Louisiana. As a young man, how did you find your way to other places?
Well, actually, my time in Louisiana was a very, very good time. My father was a dentist and worked with the Long, I think it was Earl K. Long that hired the dentist, and he went around the state fixing people's teeth. And I remember I used to like to come up to North Louisiana because he used to go, that's where he would be in the summertime most of. So Monroe and Cane River, Natchitoches, Freeport, all that was really a very good experience for me.
The work that you did with the Civil Rights Act and the struggles and protests that led up to that, I want to ask you, looking at then and then taking that and comparing that to now, many years later, are we doing better as a country?
Well, you know, believe it or not, we are. But new occasions teach new duties. And as one of the hymns goes, and we've made progress so fast, say, in technology, well, we didn't even have telephones, much less cell phones. And now the whole issue of social media gives you a new way of becoming informed, and you know what's going on everywhere. And that means you have to react to something. But we were able to resolve the problem of segregation without violence. And I think that was a significant accomplishment.
Over the years, as you look back, I was curious, as you were ambassador to the United Nations, you were our representative to the world. How do you think the current administration is doing, and how are we viewed by other countries in the world?
Well, right now, not very well, because the rest of the world wants the U.S. to be a leader. They want to be like us. I mean, one of the reasons we have so many people trying to immigrate to America is they realize that we kind of have found out how to make it work right, and they want to be like us. And, for instance, when we pulled out of some of the trade treaties and the like, those treaties were designed to help American business be competitive. By pulling out, we only gave China or Europe an advantage that, or even Mexico. We need rules and regulations, and nobody likes regulations, but they don't like regulations so you don't have them.
Ambassador Andrew Young is joining us today, and he'll be speaking here on the campus of ULM at 7 p.m. in Brown Auditorium. And Ambassador, you'll have a chance to sit down earlier in the day with students, political and social science students that are here at the university. How do you steer them on a path to do some of the great things you've done?
Well, I tell you what, times were really hard when I was growing up, but the tough times and the difficulties I had, and the fact that I had to deal with them as early as 4 or 5 years old, meant that they've never been a particular problem to me. I've always felt myself blessed that problems turned out to be opportunities. And all of the things that people might have been afraid of who were trying to be overprotective of me have been, by taking on those challenges, I've become stronger, and that's the basis of my success.
Ambassador Young, we look forward to having you here on the campus of ULM. Thanks for being with us today.
I will enjoy it, and I'm looking forward to it myself.
All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you being with us.
Okay.
That's Ambassador Andrew Young, who will be appearing tonight at ULM. You can find out more about information, tickets, and the event by visiting the ULM website at ulm.edu, or also you can check on our website at kedm.org.